This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Gene in regards to a orchid. And, you know, repotting it, getting the right soil, etc. So, during the break, I know that Espoma has the organic orchid mix for you. But if you have a chance to go online, and I'm not sure if it's on the back of the bag, but it might be, it actually shows you what to do when it comes to watering, right? And how much to use and what to do. Because it actually states right on it, before repotting, pre-soak the organic mix that you're going to use for 24 hours and then allow it to drain.
Oh.
Right? So just it's just one of those things where it helps it fill in to where it needs to be on the orchid. But also, so you're not watering almost immediately after you plant it, right? So okay. It actually has some really cool information on it. It has some watering information as well, right?
Well, I mean, should I, the potting soil that it's in now, when I buy this new kind, do I, like, get rid of all of what's there?
No.
And start anew?
You won't. You'll want to reuse that because that's what it's been living in, and
okay.
It'll be fine that way. It's just when you upgrade or go into another size pot, this is a nice way to incorporate it.
Okay.
It's definitely, orchids need to be repotted once a year.
Oh.
Pretty much. So after did you say it's done flowering or it's about to flower?
No, it's not done. It's starting to flower.
Okay. Yeah. So the best time to repot it is right after it's done flowering.
Okay.
So you got a little bit of time. The reason why I bring that up is because it could affect the length of how long the flower stays. It could just affect it long term. So wait until after it's done flowering and then repot it.
Okay.
But that doesn't stop you from getting everything, ahead of time, right?
Okay. And so you're saying there's a hard type pot with holes on the side.
Yep.
So, like, in other words, so the orchid itself won't have to sit in that plastic container that I have. It just strictly goes into the pot itself with the holes on the side.
Exactly.
Then you just need a little dish underneath it in case.
And a lot of the orchid pots have a pre-built-in tray.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
So you won't have to worry about it unless, because the only time you're going to be doing a heavy watering is like once a month where you could water it. Take it into the sink, and kind of drench the plant for a little bit. But other than that, to be honest with you, depending upon the size of it, you can water with ice cubes.
Yeah, I've heard pros and cons about that. Okay.
So the thing about it is it makes it easier. You can put a couple ice cubes in it. It slowly melts. And what it does is instead of the water running through very quickly, it slowly seeps to the roots.
Right.
Whereas when you're watering it, you know, the deep watering once a month is huge to do because it's going to help everything. But at the same time, you know, once a week, once, you know, especially this time of year when it's cooler, you know, once a week you can put 2 to 3 ice cubes on top of the orchid media, the soil there. And that's going to make it a little bit easier for you.
Oh, all right.
To water.
Okay.
Again, the once a month type, like, soaking watering is good. But the ice cube method is the easiest way. And you can do it, you know, it can last for, you know, 5 to 7 days, depending upon the heat of the house. You know, going,
okay.
You know, with cold weather due in next week when it's going to be really cold outside, our heat is going to be, you know, it's going to be the same temperature that we have it set on, but it's going to be working harder, right?
Okay.
So it's going to get warmer in the house. So you might need to do it a little bit more, you know, on a closer time frame. But they just need the moisture on the roots. They don't need to just sit in the soil. And so that's where the ice cube effect happens. And I think it's one of the easier ways to make to water the orchid.
Okay. All right. And also, what I wanted to ask you is, you say to repot once a year. You mean keep going into a bigger pot once a year?
Doesn't necessarily have to be once a year. It can be every couple of years. But it's just a rule of thumb in general. Is every year or so, depending upon how big it's getting, right?
Okay.
That's what you got to keep in mind. Sometimes these plants, they're growing, right, getting larger. They need to be able to have a decent root system. Because on orchids, the root system is probably more important than the leaves to the plant.
Okay.
So that's why that airflow has to get in it. When those roots are growing, your plant just gets huge. It's awesome.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
And also, it does need some sun, right?
Yes, oh, definitely. But it can take a little bit of shade.
Okay, and do you recommend, like, you know, like, just keeping the plant in one spot or turning it, you know, like
water? I mean, you can turn it if you wanted to. That's not a problem. But I think, because the thing about it is with an orchid, the flower stalk, depending upon the style that you have, the ones that are the most common have the stalk that comes out of the middle of the leaves and is up higher than everything. So the sun's hitting everything with lower leaves. Now, if it was more of like a bush where one side might not get it, turning it would make more sense. But with this one, because of the fact that low leaves, high flower, the sun's going to hit everything without an issue.
Okay. And one other question.
Sure.
So this potting soil that I'm going to get by Espoma, I still need to fertilize the orchid plant?
You will, but fertilizing during the winter months is not really necessary. Espoma also has like a liquid orchid food. Right on the front just says orchid.
Okay.
You can use that. There's also, you know, just it's, there's not a lot of fertilizer to it, but there is a Miracle-Gro pump where it looks like a soap container where you literally push the, you know, the top down and it foams into the orchid. And it will just fade into that, and that's the fertilization for it.
Okay. Okay. All right. I think I'm all set. Thank you very much.
All right. You have a great rest of your day, Jean.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so I'm going to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Steve's in Cape Cod.
Steve, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
winter applications of stuff for my lawn. And I put down gypsum, lime, and moss killer.
So you probably could. Where are you on the Cape?
Mashpee.
Mashpee? I would double check just some of the, you know, not that anybody's going to come out and fine you for it, but there are some towns on the Cape that actually don't allow you to put anything until March or when the ground's not frozen. So look at that first. That all being said, I wouldn't do anything with the moss killer at this point. It's not going to do much for you. The gypsum, if you have open ground, are you using just the straight pelletized gypsum or are you using the fast-acting gypsum?
Pelletized.
Okay, so the pelletized gypsum can take up to 6 months to work. Same thing if you're using just a regular lime. So putting it down is not going to be a horrible thing right now. But the thing is if we have no snow cover, no rain, some of that lime sitting there can end up burning part of the lawn. So I might wait a little bit, maybe closer to the end of February, when we have a better idea that spring is on the horizon. Usually having it sit on there like a gypsum is not going to hurt it. If you want to hang tight, I have to hit a break. I can go over a little bit more in detail with that. For everybody else, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great!
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Steve. He was wondering if you could put down lime, gypsum, and moss killer at this point. You know, the only one that I would really put down, to be honest with you, is probably going to be the gypsum because it does take so long to break down. But that being said, you might actually be better off using a faster acting gypsum like a Love Your Soil or a sulfur from Natural Alternative, because of the fact that you're telling me you have moss means something else is going on. There's trapped nutrients in there that need to be released in the soil so that your pH level can pump up a little bit and get rid of the moss for the long term. And so just using the regular gypsum isn't going to give you the results you're looking for right away. So that's one of the reasons why I wanted you to hang tight. So, you know, it's up to you and what you want to do, but that Love Your Soil or the sulfur from Natural Alternatives can be put down at double the rate and release all those nutrients, allowing when you use the moss killer to kill the moss and keep it gone versus having to do it multiple times. Does that make
sense? Is that a liquid application?
No, it's a granular form.
Okay.
So it's what it's done is this is a form that has the form of granular. What has been done is scientifically they figured out a way to make it a quicker release versus a slow release. Right, so the pellet isn't like round and have a smooth coating. There's a little, it's not as smooth. And so when it hits the ground, it starts working. Right, and you can do that as well with a fast acting lime. So you could use both of those instead of just using the regular, you know, generic lime, pelletized lime, and the regular gypsum. And that way you're getting results in one season versus having to wait multiple seasons to get rid of that moss.
Right. I did start using liquid lime last year.
Yep, that's great too. So you can use that liquid lime because that's a faster acting because it's readily available. whereas the straight granular lime is built so it's a slow release over about 6 months.
Right.
So that's why that fast-acting lime, which would be like a liquid lime too, and the pelletized fast-acting gypsum is honestly the way to go to get rid of the moss long-term. Okay, so when you use that moss killer, the biggest thing is making sure you clean up the moss once it's dead. Because a lot of people, what they'll do is they'll put the moss killer down and just think that, okay, it's dead, it's biodegradable, go back into the soil. Well, it goes back into the soil and creates more moss. So I want to make sure, you know, people know you have to clean it up after you've killed it. It's really a point that gets missed a lot when it comes to killing moss.
Yeah, I missed it the first time, and it came back stronger than ever. Then I started raking it up and had some improvement. All around the edge of the lawn where all the trees are and stuff.
Yep.
The gypsum, I must have clay on the south side of Cape Cod, but I do.
Yep.
I have like three and a half feet of clay underneath my lawn.
Yeah, so what happens with that love your soil or the sulfur, it breaks up clay, allows moisture to go through. It breaks up those areas, so then the water's not sitting there, the nutrients sit where they need to, and then you're not having to add all these extras. And you can actually use that pelletized, the fast-acting gypsum and the fast-acting lime in three applications this season in six-week intervals and actually change your pH level a full point where you might actually be able to eradicate some of that moss this year. Honestly, and so you won't have to worry about it. You might have some, especially because if it's on the outskirts near the trees, the nutrients are probably depleted in that area because the trees are bigger. They're taking more nutrients up. This is going to allow nutrients to flow into the lawn a lot better. So it's definitely long-term is going to benefit you. So I highly recommend it.
That sounds good. If I could, one other question?
Sure.
I have a good-sized raised bed. Garden, like 10 of them.
Yep.
By 6 by 8. Powdery mildew. I was reading, horrible last year. So you can put down calcium bicarbonate right on the soil, and it'll kill off a lot of it during the winter.
It can. I would definitely use it if you could. Especially if it's clear right now, go ahead.
Okay. And liquefied spray or just
put
it on?
Liquefied spray if you could. All right, I got
to
take a break.
I can do that.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
USA News Update. As a new COVID variant is spreading, doctors are warning about millions of children not up to date on their vaccines.
Half of kids 5 and older are behind on their COVID shots, according to the CDC, with not even a third of 5-year-olds getting the first two. Dr. Ankush Bansal, who practices in Florida, says outbreaks of diseases are preventable.
25 million doses of the routine immunizations were missed worldwide. And so a lot of these diseases, which were really well controlled, like measles and mumps, are now starting to spread throughout communities.
He says this led to an increase in hospitalizations in kids. The World Health Organization predicts 50% of children won't have the required vaccines by 2030. I'm Jeremy Scott.
When you're doing your taxes, keep in mind this year's biggest tax changes are those tax breaks you won't get after pandemic-era credits have expired. Corey Myers, USA News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Bunch of calls on the line, so we're going to get into it. Nathan, who's up next?
Joy's in Mass.
Joy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. Thank you. I have a pineapple plant that somebody very kindly gifted me with. I've had it for a couple of years now, and I'm certain that I need to repot it, but I'm not exactly certain. Do I put it in a 2-inch larger pot? What kind of soil should I use for it? Do I need to fertilize it? I don't know.
Okay. What size pot is it in right now?
It's currently in an 8-inch pot.
Okay. So what I would look at doing is maybe a 10 to 12-inch pot would be fine. That's probably going to be close to like a 5-gallon pot. So that's about where we want to go for the long term of it. Right?
Okay.
So that's the key to getting it. So that size, 5-gallon, way to go. When you are repotting it, so right now, what is it currently? Has it formed any pineapple at all?
No, it's never formed a pineapple, and my cat has actually damaged the ends of some of the leaves. So
okay.
I don't know if that plays a part in it or not.
No,
I read someplace to put a plastic bag over it to encourage it to produce pineapples. I don't know if that was good advice or if it was just something odd on the internet.
All right, so let's we can get some of the answers to that. Now, when it comes to a soil mix, right, with the mm-hmm. repotting, I want you to use a cactus soil or a cactus palm citrus potting mix. That would be one to use. Something that has a little bit of sand in it, right? So succulents enjoy that. But if you can find something like a cactus or a citrus mix, that's the way to grow your plant, the pineapple plant.
Okay.
So that would be the upgrade. When you got it, did they grow it from like an old pineapple, or was it a plant that they purchased somewhere?
It was from a pineapple.
Okay, so that
from
can
the grocery store.
Yep. So that can take some time. That's why it's taken a while for it to get to that point. Basically we're looking for the leaves to function to the point. Once it usually gets about like 30 plus leaves, it should be forming a pineapple right from like the center of it.
Okay.
Is it kind of still like a minimal leaves or?
Yeah, it is still kind of minimal leaves, and some of the bottom ones have died off, and I've trimmed them out.
Okay. And how long did you say you had it for?
2 years.
Okay. Because it can take up to 14 to 18 months for it to even start producing. So
okay. We
could be on that stage where it's getting close for okay. you, right? We're not far from it. And so you want to keep it in a good sunny spot. So that it's going to get that sun, bring in everything that you need for it. Let's see. How often are you watering?
I let it dry out, and it's about every 1 to 2 weeks that I water it.
Okay. What you're going to want to do is to try and promote some growth, even though this is the time of year where we slow things down with our plants, maybe mm-hmm. go, you said every 1 to 2 weeks?
Yes. Okay. I've had it in a sunny window in my basement, which is not heated because we're doing some construction upstairs now.
Gotcha. All right, so it does, so I would be, at this point since it's down there, it's cooler, your 1 to 2 weeks is good. But once it starts to warm up and you can bring it upstairs into a really warm, sunny area, and it gets some good heat, because that's what it needs. It needs warm temperatures to really push.
Okay.
Okay, I'd be watering it once a week, trying to get it going a little bit more for you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It, like I said, it can take a good amount of time for it to produce the pineapple, but this period that it's in right now, where it's in a colder area, has kind of gone, made it go into a little bit of dormancy, and it's mm-hmm. not a bad thing. But you once you can get it into a sunny area, you want to make sure it receives full sun, and you'll be watering more often. That's going to help the root system. That's going to help push more leaves, push everything to it. And that's kind of one of the reasons why maybe it's not at this point in time, not previously, but this point in time, maybe it's gotten mm-hmm. to the point where it's just slowed down and doesn't know what's going on. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. A full sun area is ideal for this, and warm temperatures. So you could also say once the construction or whatever is done and you bring it upstairs, you might want to look at like a small heating mat that you would use for like seed starting. That heat okay. mat will warm the temperature of the soil up a bit, so it wakes everything up, allows it to kind of just start growing and become more active. So that mm-hmm. I think is, there's a couple of keys to it, but when you repot it, that's when you want to, use that citrus succulent mix. Get into that okay. bigger pot. I might not repot it until you're ready to bring it into, that next area that you're going to have it.
Okay.
Because it's really kind of dormant right now with the cooler temperatures that aren't heated. The plant just doesn't kind of know what's going on. And we don't want mm-hmm. to shock it by potting it in, digging it up, taking it out of the pot, soil kind of falling apart a little bit, roots being exposed, and then it kind of goes into shock, but then it goes back into a dormant period where it's cold. So
okay.
wait to repot it until you get it to the spot that it's going to go.
All right.
Okay?
Yep. When I repot it, should I fertilize it?
Not right away. I would kind of let it do its thing. The fertilizer you would kind of use would be like a citrus fertilizer to it. You know, they have like a citrus tone. One of those would be fine to use. But I would, you know, once you repot it, let it kind of go for a couple weeks and then fertilize it. Even though it's a slow-release fertilizer, it's just better to let the first couple weeks go by to let it kind of push its roots into the new soil and do its thing.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, good luck.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. We got some more calls. Nathan, who's up next?
Cheryl's in Diamonddale, Michigan.
Cheryl, welcome to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, well, thank you so much. I always appreciate your help. I have a weeping white pine that I planted in last October, and it's a sapling. It's only about 15 inches tall.
Yep.
My concern is that here in Michigan, we just did get a big storm, about 8 inches, but that's, you know, we're anticipating more than that. And
yeah.
I'm just concerned that it's just going to be completely covered up with snow. And so I was trying to think of whether that's bad or not, or should I try to do something like get a tall Tupperware thing and put over it that's clear. And with, and I'm just looking for suggestions, I guess, to protect it.
So how tall is it right now?
Maybe about 15 inches.
Okay. So if anything, what I would want you to do is almost create like a teepee over it where two sides are exposed versus a Tupperware container. Because the Tupperware container is not going to let air really in there. It's just going to cover it, and it could end up worse for wear. The other thing you could do, I know this is going to sound kind of crazy, but if the snow that you have there is a lighter snow and it's not... not like a heavy icy snow, you could actually pile it around the sides so it kind of protects the lower part so it's not going to break it. But if anything, you know, you could just get two boards and just kind of make, you know, a triangle over the top of it. So when the snow hits the top, it'll go to the sides, but the other sides will have airflow going through it. We don't want to have it covered completely. What you'd be looking to do is really just protect the top of it.
Right.
You know, another option out there, they have like what's called a rose teepee. They're like that cardboard that has the plastic coating on the top.
Mm-hmm.
That's one that you could use. There's other types of covers that are like a mesh. They're like a green mesh, that you could put over the top of it just to help protect it a little bit.
I just still thought that the weight of the snow will just get on top of that bag. Cause I got a burlap bag coming from my Rose of Sharon tree.
Yep.
But then it's still a concern of the structural integrity that it'll just get on top of that burlap and just keep smushing it down.
Yeah, so that's why, you know, a teepee type or or like some sort of cover that has like a harder top. You could almost use, you've seen like the, like a trash barrel that is a metal that has like the holes in it, but on the top has like a heavier duty top. Do you know what I mean?
Hmm.
It's like a basket, a metal basket. That the outside of it is almost like hex netting, so it's a metal netting versus plastic. You could put that over the top of it if you get a tall enough one. They also have, you know, if you search online for like rose covers or pest guards. They have these covers online that you could get that just cover right over the top of it to push the snow away from it. It's like a teepee form where it should work well for you.
Okay, because otherwise I was thinking I could drill holes in the Tupperware as well. But
you could, but it's also about some of the sunlight getting into the sides, right?
Right, right.
And sometimes that plastic container can almost create like a greenhouse effect. And it gets so hot that it could force like the ground underneath it to kind of thaw. It would affect the way the plant is going right now. It might think it's spring and start to, you know, work its way up to start pushing new growth or something. And we don't want that to happen.
Okay. Yeah. No, those sound like good ideas. I'll research that and try and help it before the big storm comes next.
All right. Well, good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Have a great one. Bye-bye.
You too.
All right. We are going to take a break here. On the other side of the break, I know I have a couple calls. I'll do everything I can to get to everybody. We'll see what we can do. So stay tuned. We'll take that break. We will be back in a few minutes to wrap it up.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and it will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140.
That's 800-932-5140.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I got two calls on the line. I'm going to try to do what I can to get to you guys. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Lisa's in Grand Rapids, Minnesota.
Lisa, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem.
I am starting to look at a indoor garden system in northern Minnesota, right? Not a lot of growing available to us. So I'm wondering what you know about them, what you can share, what I should be looking for as I look at the options out there.
Okay. So the biggest thing that I think you should look at for those indoor growing systems is if they have a light system that comes with them. So if there's a light system with them, I want you to make sure it's a mobile light. And by mobile, I mean can move up and down, right?
Okay.
Because if it's stationary, it can't grow with the plant, and it's only going to be useful for X amount of time.
Sure.
Right? So if you have, if the light system is on chains and it can go closer to the soil as it's when it's young and then grow with it, that's going to help your plants be more successful. So that's one of the key things to it.
Okay.
Now, if it's a container, making sure the container has some sort of drainage system that works well. Don't just get it because the pot looks nice. Make sure that the drainage system, there is some sort of drainage to it and that you don't have to create it yourself. Unless it's one of those things where they already have, like, holes kind of popped out, you just have to pop them out yourself. That's fine. Yeah. It's just one of those, if you have to make your own drainage, it's not the best.
Okay.
Those are really the keys to it. But I think if you're using a lighting system, make sure it's mobile. That's huge.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. Yes. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, Lisa. Have a great one.
Yep. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, our other call just dropped thinking that we couldn't get to him, so I apologize. We tried. Anyways, couple things here. Go to our Facebook page today. Take a look. I posted a couple of the links from when we were talking with Karen from Natural Alternative, you know, creating that indoor garden with their Know and Grow. But then there's the YouTube video on why sharp blades are important when growing in the lawn. I definitely recommend both of these. Go to the our Facebook page. So it's facebook.com/Paul P. Garden Club. I'm going to try to do what I can to add more information up there weekly while we're doing the show. So you can get some links back to some of the stuff we're actually talking about. But these two articles are good. They have a couple more that I'll probably add to it in the next few days. I just didn't want to overwhelm you with too many at the same time. So anyways, it's going to be a nice, cool day today, right? It's going to be close to 50 at some point. So if you don't have snow on the ground, maybe it's, you know, finish up some cleanups. Like we talked about earlier, one of the first callers was about a tree form hydrangea where the shea hadn't cut the blossoms yet. Today would be a good day to do that so that future storms aren't going to affect it. But realize that cold weather is coming very, very soon. I said it earlier, I was looking at the weather forecast, and like I said, Thursday into Friday, the overnight low could be -7 in Chelmsford. Yeah, it's going to be 50 today, and it's going to be -7 at the end of the week. Yikes. Anyways, end the show like I always do, but I want to say welcome to my beautiful baby girl, Mary Teresa, who was born on Wednesday of this past week. I have to say it again. My wife is an absolute rock star when it came to this. I've always been impressed with my wife. But she impressed me so much, just her cool, calm, collective during it. And just had it happen. I don't know if I could ever do that. It just amazing. My wife is one of a kind. So I am flabbergasted of what she went through and how she's handling everything. Welcome, my baby girl, Mary Teresa. We're calling her May. She is a cutie. And I am now officially a girl dad of three. I'll take it. Anyways, till next week, guys, be good to each other. Get out there, plant something, indoors, outdoors. We're starting early. We got plenty of time to do it. So definitely be back next week. So enjoy your week. Enjoy each other. We'll talk to you soon. Have a good one.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.